This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Darda reported, radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلَ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ. Shall I not tell you of what is better in degree than fasting, prayer, and charity? They said, oh, of course, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ فَإِنَّ فَسَادَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, reconciliation between two people, or reconciliation between people, verily corrupted relations between people is the razor. Man, this is important for young men. Those of you that are very, this hadith is sunan on Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and it's hasan inshallah ta'ala. This hadith is very important for competitive people, for people that, subhanAllah, even have a level of low self-esteem, or you feel inadequate. And I guarantee you, as a man, you definitely feel one of those three at a time in your life, right? The first one is the fact of you not, you being competitive. It's natural to be competitive and to want to win as a young man, as a man, in business, in entrepreneurship, in a job that you're in. You want to be the best at it. Or the job that you're in, someone that you see is at your level, you always may look at that person and say, okay, I think I could do better than him. He's at my caliber. I'll use him as a marker to see my progress. This is good, as long as you don't allow that to be a form of jealousy to where you don't hope for him to win as well, right? That's where competition is good. You see somebody that's at your level, quote unquote, your age, your strength, or your academic level, or your entrepreneurial level, right? Financial level. And you say, you know what? I'm going to use him as a marker to see how good I'm doing, right? But it doesn't mean that you hope for him. You don't hope for him to win. You want for him to win because he's a hard worker, or he's not a hard worker, and you give him advice for him to win, right? For him to be the best version of himself. That's a very important characteristic for a man, because a man has what they call an abundance mindset. They always want khair for people. They always want good for people. People will trust you as a leader, especially as a family member, as a neighbor, as a team member, if they see that you always want good for them. When they come around you, they see strength, they see honor, they see integrity, and they see someone that really wants good for them. They see someone that cares for them, that asks about them. That is what will bring unity. And that's the first point. Unity is a sign of strength. The man recognizes, the young man recognizes, if we're on a basketball team together, football team, if we're a staff, if I have people working for me, you know, even if you're a young guy and you start in a business and, you know, recording basketball games, football games, or going to take pictures of certain events, or you're going to start a company and selling clothes, a company and selling shoes, you're going to need some help. You're going to need a right-hand man. You're going to have to be that person that encourages them, because you had the internal motivation, alhamdulillah, to do something, but your friend had the same idea. He had the same idea, but he doesn't have enough strength, doesn't have enough self-esteem, doesn't have enough work ethic, meaning that he works hard. He doesn't have that. So you take him under your wing and you teach him. You don't teach him the skill because he's probably better than you, but you have the work ethic. So you think to yourself, man, if I could join my work ethic with his expertise, I don't have to do that particular thing that we've competed in. Rather, let's join together and join forces and split the money in half, right? You'll be much more efficient and you'll be much stronger. Unity is better than strength. So the one that sees, stay with me, the one that sees two people that have qualities that are similar to each other, and they argue or they don't get along, they've grown up and they've been so competitive that they dislike each other. You could be that third person, that person that says, you know what, bro, y'all need to get together. The Prophet ﷺ said that you can even lie to bring people together. The one that has the intention to bring two brothers, especially Muslim, to bring two brothers together for the sake of Allah, and you want them to come together to win together for the sake of Allah, that is what is so beautiful. That is better than these things that he's saying. That is better than fasting and siyam. That is better than siyam and salat wa as-sadaqah. It's even better than that. He said, "Bi afdal min dhalika." So the first thing is, the man loves for brothers to be together. You love for brothers to be together. The second point is the importance of wanting men to stick together. right? Having that desire for brothers to stick together. After the game, you go out, but in your mind, you go out for the sake of Allah. You know, this team, I want to keep it together. Man, you know how it would look if all of us Muslims came together, or a majority of us are Muslim on this team or on this in this club, and there's some non-Muslims there. Let them see how Islam is, man. Let them see that Islam is very transcendent, that we're trying to be men here. We're trying to get jobs. We're on a social media group. We're on a WhatsApp group. We're always asking, how'd you come up today, right? You're always trying to pull people up. You're always trying to win, you know, and you realize that winning is for the sake of Allah, and it's because of Allah. He's your motivation and your destination. You want to bring people with you on this endeavor that you're on. You want people to see what you're seeing. This is important, and this is a sign of a strong man, because he wants the unity between brothers, because he knows we can lift each other up immediately or ultimately. The third point is understanding the negative connotations of competition. As we talked before, competition is natural, but it is a natural characteristic that Allah has given us. But what our responsibility is to steer it and guide it in a way that becomes ibadah. And steer it and guide it in a way to where it becomes worship. Because there are many qualities that Allah has given us naturally within our fitrah that we talked about. But how do you align and refine it? By following the sharia, by following the deen of al-Islam. When you use those qualities to follow the deen of al-Islam, this is what is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, to compete in that which is good. To compete in that which is good. If you're competing against your brother before you start, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, may Allah make it easy on you, man. But you come in second, right? You use that. You use those words of competition. You ultimately want to win. But you want to push him, because pushing him will push you. You understand? That's the competitive nature that you want. You want to win. You want him to lose. But you want to make sure he gives it 110%, which will push you to give 120. That's why when I go to the gym, I usually go alone, because I got to be around people that's going to push me. Because I know when I push myself, I'll reach different realms and avenues of myself that I never knew were there. And wallahi, brothers, there's nothing like that discovery. Because you realize the manifestation of the name Al-Khaliq, the creator. Of the name Al-Razzaq, the provider. That, man, I had this in me. Man, Allah has given me so many faculties I didn't even realize existed. So brothers, remember this beautiful hadith, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this, the one that doesn't bring people together, the fasad, that al-bayn, is halaqa, it's a razor. It will cut people. It's dangerous. Is detrimental. Let's be those individuals that bring healing by bringing brothers together in that which is good, by calling to that which is good, by bringing them together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if not, if we don't, if we let that fitna linger between our brothers, it is halaqa. It can cause separation, not only of the bodies, of the minds, but of the hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us upright men of honor, justice, and integrity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.